5, 4, 3, 2. Hour number 3, Dale and Holly with Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. What you have to learn when you're in a new broadcast location is what's the quickest route to the restrooms.
That's right.
Because they're not close.
Just timed it out.
They are not close.
No, they're
but,
not.
But you go that way, you go down to the falafel grill, mm-hmm. and you hang a left, and you're, right. and you're pretty much there.
Can't go wrong with falafel.
Right over there, the Knopf Knopf Grill.
Okay.
Knopf Knopf. There's a lot of choices here. There's a lot of choices.
What do you think the future of this place is? The mall. The Mall
this,
of America.
This mall, or any mall?
Yeah, this is one of the biggest tourist attractions in the entire state of Minnesota.
I mean, well, that says more about Minnesota well, than anything else.
We're looking at a theme park. So
yeah,
I think
it's a
this
theme
one,
park.
Other malls, probably.
In trouble?
Yes, I would say so.
Because of online, like everything else?
I've been to this
blame
one.
It, blame the internet?
Newspapers,
pretty much.
Malls.
I've been to this one and the West Edmonton Mall, which is the other Gigundo Mall. This one's a little better.
Yeah, this one's nice.
You'll be on that Ferris wheel later, won't you?
Well, I'm looking at that, and there's a an arcade. And as a grown adult, I feel like I should probably... There are a few arcades.
There's several arcades.
I might have to check them out.
And I think I'll do the same.
Okay.
There's a little display over here where we have Madden.
There's like 10 Maddens set
10 Maddens.
That looks pretty good.
And, you know, I got into a little argument with a 9-year-old kid earlier
right.
over there.
Ow.
Because
well, you got to be careful.
He was like, can I have a turn? I was like, no, it's my turn.
Right.
No, I mean, get out of the way.
But you were respectful, though.
No, it's my turn.
Uh-oh.
Did they bolt the controllers down this time? Because I don't know if you guys remember a few years ago, there was an incident with a media member stealing the Xbox.
Oh, no.
Out of the media center? Yes, and they caught him?
No, this is out in the open. This is like you're walking down the mall, and it's just out there. There's like 10 of them set up, and you can just grab a Xbox controller and start playing.
Just play away. It's good.
All right, so quick question for you lads.
Yes.
Bill Belichick. With the fedora look, are we liking it or not?
Liking it.
Oh, great.
Loving
Come
it.
On,
nice,
go,
huh?
Loving
can't go
it.
Wrong with that.
And a hug for Willie McGinnis as he walks by. Bill Belichick with the fedora going.
It looks great.
Tell, Keith, tell Dale what his nemesis tweeted about that. After
Portnoy, your good friend Dave Portnoy.
Oh, yeah, loves me.
Said, holy bleep, Pats by a billion.
Good line.
Yeah, I don't think.
If you're courageous enough to wear that thing here,
right.
You're probably feeling pretty good.
That's a power look right there.
That is really strong.
That is a power hat.
Maybe on the sidelines, I think, on Sunday? Maybe go with the hat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, go ahead, do that.
Go Landry style?
Yeah. Oh. Landry, Paul Brown. He's a big Paul Brown fan.
That would freak people out. Not to go
he'd
down
have to
the
wear
superstition
the whole
route again.
He'd have to wear the whole suit and everything, right?
That would freak
the
Mike
people Nolan
out.
Look.
I don't think people
oh, people would
like
get
it.
So mad.
They would be upset with that.
Like, what are
sure.
you doing? Why are you dressed well for this game? That's not you. Stay in character.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't like that
no.
at all.
The
no.
players would be confused.
We know who it was.
Who's this guy?
All right, let's get back.
He's
to
really
that.
Lost it. And then fans, even if they won that game, let's say they blow him out, you think. Oh, man, he wore that suit. Is that his last game? Is he going to leave
oh,
now?
Right. Oh, there would be a lot of conspiracies.
So out
around.
Of character.
That's true.
Yeah, there's the still shot of Belichick with the fedora.
No, it's great.
He
look.
Looks great. He can,
I like
he can
it.
Pull
that's,
it off.
That's a grown man. That's a grown man outfit right there. I've been here before.
That is
I said,
nice.
You know, this is my 8th Super Bowl as a head coach outfit.
Sniff.
Yeah, sniff it out.
Can we go out on a limb and suggest we won't see him shuffling through here at any point here?
We might.
Next few minutes.
You never know.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Is he a big Chick-fil-A guy? Because he
hey,
can hit him
hey,
off.
How you doing? Just want to go to the Shake Shack.
just wanted to get a burger.
Just want to get some crinkle fries. Good.
Back to the calls with you guys. Mary Beth is in Wellesley. Hey, Mary Beth. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Mary Great. Beth, what's going on?
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank yes. you.
So I just want to go back to the Reamer thing for a minute. And I'm thinking about what that caller Kevin had said.
Kevin in Bristol.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. So, and I'm old. I'm just letting you know that. I'm north of 50, so I probably have a slightly different perspective on things. And I'm also a school teacher, so there you go.
Okay.
So I think that ultimately, yes, it falls at the feet of Alex Reamer, okay? Mm-hmm. Because ultimately we're all responsible for our own actions, what we do and what we say.
Yes.
But I have to say, and I know that people say they've stopped listening to the morning show, but they still are getting amazing ratings, but I really have stopped listening. And I love to listen to you guys. I like to listen to the midday show when I catch bits and pieces of it. But the reason is that I've stopped listening is because there's just, it's kind of like a total lack of respect for pretty much everything. And when you create a culture where anything is acceptable, and I'm not saying that Minahan or Callahan, you know, thought that what he did was okay, but there's some pretty outrageous things that get said on that show to the point where I will just get ready for work in the morning in complete silence because I just don't like it. It's mean-spirited. Minahan is a very mean-spirited human being, and it's sad. But it's just so—it's so mean-spirited. It's so cruel. He systematically goes through each person and attacks them and tries to rip them to pieces. And the only reason why I say that is because yes, I've complained to management, but you know they're getting great ratings because I'm in the minority.
Right.
But when you create a culture that's acceptable of those things, people will often say and do things that they wouldn't normally do if that culture hadn't been created. So that's, you know. I work with 13- and 14-year-olds, and I have to teach
so
them
do we.
How to... You know what I mean?
What?
Yes. I know
yeah.
what a bully is, and I recognize that in the morning show, and I don't like it, so I don't listen.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel like he, and I don't know Minahan very well. I really don't. He seems to think he knows me well for all the things that he'll say about me.
Yeah, what you
he,
think.
He and, does
yeah.
feel like the kid who was bullied growing up and now has a platform to be a bully. And I don't know if he knows, it's 2018, bullies aren't in anymore. Like when you were growing up in the 90s, there's bullies all the time. And the bullies happen to be the popular kid. They're not anymore. And so I do feel like he has some of that. Although this is Reamer's fault. This was Reamer doing this. I know people are choosing to hear things the way they want, but the three of us all started the show saying, this is Reamer, he's an adult, he said this, so ultimately...
And he didn't even say it on their show.
He didn't say it on their show, he said it. I do think he can also be trying to impress the guys in the morning. Those can both be the same.
Yeah,
it's not their
exactly.
fault that he said it, but it could be still with a little bit...
he wants to show that he's willing to push those boundaries.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, Mary Beth is a great caller, and... she said it. She said it extremely well. So let me try again. Mary Beth, maybe I should sit in your class with the 13 and 14
yes.
year olds, and
we could all learn
and,
something.
And you could teach me to say it better the next time. I will offer this, because okay, this is me offering it up. I had a conversation with the boss, one of our bosses, last week. And this is what I said. We had a conversation about many things. One of the things I said was, Minahan is a talented talk show host. He's persuasive. He's a persuasive talk show host. And so he is getting results. So if you think he's a bully or whatever, it's in the radio realm because he's getting the results from it. So some of the people, this is what I feel. I think some of the people who are on the show maybe are looking up to what he's doing, what he's been able to accomplish, and to continue to get the invite back.
Right.
You gotta do that thing. You gotta do that dance. So that's what it is. It's very clear. Alex Reamer said it.
Yeah, it's on him.
He said it.
Yeah.
And so he's gotta pay the price for it. But I'm guessing that he said it because, you know, he wants to continue to climb that ladder and be where Kirk is today. So, yeah, Mary Beth is right. I mean, the standard has been set. The culture has been set as far as that's concerned. And supposedly, we don't play along, though.
Right.
We don't play along like we're supposed to.
Right.
Arthur's in New Bedford. Hey, Arthur, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going
Good.
On?
Good.
Not much. So I just kind of feel that everyone's taking us out of proportion. I will say that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are probably two of the biggest reasons why people tune in on Mondays and
yep.
attacking that aspect of it. Completely wrong. You never attack the people who like make you money. That being said,
you never attack the people who do what?
Make you money.
Make you money.
Yeah, but that's
I agree.
Not, but it's attacking the family members. I think if Brady was criticized or if Belichick was criticized, they wouldn't say, "Hey, you can't question my decision on third down there. Like, how dare you do that?" They're not doing
Which
that.
Which they haven't done.
They haven't done that, and we've criticized both of them. I mean, as Michael said, there's not a ton of things to criticize them for over the course of their tenure, but there are times, and we'll do it, and they don't hold that against anybody. But if you start talking about their 5-year-old kids, that's a completely different...
5-year-old kids, or I know Belichick a while ago, and this was when Jason Wolf was running the radio station, was a program director. So this must have been around 2005, 2006. You know, one of his sons you know, had gotten into some trouble, but was underage, and it was a big story in the Globe. He had a problem with the Globe making it a story, and he had a problem with EEI making it a story. And it was a long conversation.
Yep.
You know, Jason Wolf had to go down there and say, oh, wait a minute, you know, we, you know, he's hemming and hawing and all that stuff. I think when you bring in kids, and it's a game changer. I mean, these guys have thick skin. You have to. So there are plenty of things to talk about without bringing the kids in. I'm sorry, Arthur, go ahead and continue with the rest of your point.
So I just want to remind everybody that a lot of gay people don't really like kids.
Where is that from?
Ridiculous. Arthur, come on, man.
What is that?
You want to talk about...
That is... Okay.
That is unbelievable.
It's as bad as what Alex said.
Arthur.
I know. Get out of here with that.
No, it's worse.
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's worse.
Yeah, come on. He says it like a matter of fact, too. Like, no, no. We're
not, a lot of...
We're rejecting that. We're not.
So, okay.
Next.
What?
We'll move forward.
Yep.
Chris in Connecticut. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Wow.
Hey, great. How you guys doing today?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about, obviously, the Reamer thing. And, I think that it's what's on everyone's mind. And, you know, Holly, you were saying earlier, you were asking if Tom Brady was, you know, blaming WEI as a whole or just Reamer himself. And, honestly, like, I think that he has the full right to blame the entire WEI station, just because, you know, if you go to a restaurant, something like that, you know, you get bad service, guess what? You don't go back to the restaurant, or, you know, you get a bad meal. You don't go and say, I don't want that cook ever talking to me again or cooking my food. You're going to blame the restaurant as a whole, and that's just how society works in general. You know, and
unless I like that analogy a lot, Chris. Hold on for a second. Unless you get a bad meal, you tell the waiter takes the food back, and then here comes the manager.
Chris, it's on the house.
We're so sorry. Yeah. We're so sorry. The steak was not cooked to your satisfaction. We will do it over. We will take care of it. As a matter of fact,
would you like some champagne?
Here's a little something else for you. Yeah,
no,
and then
I'm
you
not.
Say, okay, right? But you gotta work it a little bit. You just can't let it, the situation will work itself out. You can't blame me. You gotta take responsibility if you're in charge and say, okay, we don't like what happened to you. We want to make it better.
Right, and that's up to the bosses at WEI to figure out with Brady and everything, and they got to make amends in their own way. But as a whole, he has the right to be mad at WEI when you hire someone. You know, you hire their viewpoint. They represent your brand, your company. So the fact
I'll disagree with you there. That you know, he has a right to be mad at the entire radio station. He certainly has a right to be mad at Alex Reamer, and by extension, if he thinks Reamer is a part of the casting couch of the morning show, I understand.
And he knows it because he listens.
There's an old saying in sports. You know, if a guy's pulling a prank in the locker room and you want to get him back, make sure you get the right guy.
Yeah, for
you know, don't pull the return prank on, you know, some other guy who had nothing to do with it. If Tom Brady is mad at Alex Reamer and has every right to be, well, don't take it out on Christian Fourier. And I'm just using him as the first example that pops into my head. And I don't think he would do that. I don't think he is doing that. What he said was he just was upset with what was said, that it shouldn't, a 5-year-old shouldn't ever have to be the subject of that. His daughter or any other 5-year-old.
But in a way, he did. I mean, I agree. Brady can do whatever he wants in this case, and he can respond any way he wants or any way that he wants. But today, you know, Reamer's not conducting that interview. You know, it's just those two guys. And
right.
So in a matter of, I mean, he did take it out on them. Like, he chose to take it out on the station and specifically the morning show because, as we said, he normally, every Monday, about 15 minutes, bright and early, he's on there. Today, closer to 2 or 3 minutes, and that was it. And so Reamer wasn't there. Kirk made it very clear that he did not agree with what Reamer had to say. He mentioned that several times and cut off Brady to do so. But still, Brady didn't want to play along today, and that's completely his right.
And he's terrific with them, by the way.
Oh,
he is absolutely.
He gives them so much more than you're
better.
Used to getting.
He is,
he's
yeah,
getting
he is.
I always thought he was good.
Right.
But he's getting better. Like, some of the things, I think, okay, he's not going to give him anything on that, and he will. He will expound He will take you. He'll give you a lot of insight. It's like he's at this point, and Gautam Chopra, the director of Tom versus Time, said this to us in the interview. He said, Tom Brady's got a lot of things to unpack. I think he's unpacking a lot of things right now. And I get that sense when he does interviews. He wants to share. At age 40, he's comfortable in his own skin. He knows what he can and can't do. And so, fine. I mean, even he's the only guy, and Bill Belichick knows it, I'm sure. He's the only guy, and Belichick knows he can't necessarily control. So if he offers a little bit more in an interview than Belichick is comfortable with, so be it. Brady's cool. By the way, that Chris in Connecticut had that restaurant analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Had one of those. Now, this is a little twist on this.
Oh.
The other day, having lunch with a good friend of mine. Hadn't seen him in about a year, so we're catching up. You know those year absence lunches. You got 3 hours or 4 hours of stuff to catch up on, and you only have about an hour of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking. He ordered something. They got it wrong. He was being very polite about it. He said, oh, actually, I ordered
something
this.
Different.
Now, the waitress had a little bit of an attitude.
Oh, no.
Oh, a little bit.
That's not what you told me.
Right, exactly. That's what you said 15 minutes ago. And she kind of like snatches the plate.
Oh, no.
She snatches the plate and just walks away.
See, I always get worried if you say anything.
Oh, but it gets better. It gets better.
Oh, no.
Now, this is some dirty pool here. It gets better. Manager comes out to him. Sir, I'm sorry that was not to your satisfaction. Here's another one. We'll take care of that for you.
Yes, that's nice.
And here's something else.
Oh.
And everybody's looking at our table.
Oh, boy.
They're looking at us. Like, hey, that's pretty good. But when it was time to pay the bill.
It was on there?
It was on there. I was like, that's the way to do it.
That is.
That's the way to grandstanding.
It's like, I'm pretty sure you said this was like, I don't remember that.
Let me just say it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Even though whether we do it or not, who knows?
It's on there.
Who knows? It just makes us.
But all these folks here think
all these folks think that we're.
Did you remind them? Did you get that off or no?
No, he's such a nice guy.
Oh, that is too bad.
Okay.
That's too bad.
I'm not going to make a big deal about it. Okay.
That's a shame.
I ate it. It really wasn't a big deal. It was just like a small tweak. She just could have tweaked it, but she was just so upset.
She's angry.
She just snatched the plate off and snatched it off.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're broadcasting live from Radio Row here in Minneapolis, site of Super Bowl 52. It's Dale and Holly with Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. Go shopping. Go shopping. You go down to the Falafel Grill, mm-hmm. and you hang a left, and you're pretty much there.
Can't go wrong with falafel.
Right over there. The Knopf Knopf Grill.
Okay.
Knopf Knopf.
There's a lot of choices here. There's a lot of choices.
Lots of mall walkers.
It was
here
good,
too.
Though. It was good. Yeah, food court heaven here. I'm going to be getting a different spot every day.
We are right next to Carlo's Bake Shop.
Oh, that's happening.
Carlo's Bake Shop, of course, famous in New Jersey. And I have not purchased anything at Carlo's Bake Shop, and I will not purchase anything at Carlo's Bake Shop this week.
What about the beef jerky experience
right next door? I might go to the beef jerky experience.
That looks pretty good.
But Carlo's Bake Shop, no, I probably won't go there. Dale and Holly with Keith live from Radio Row.
Why won't you go to a bake shop?
Because it's about a billion calories over there.
No, I mean, yeah.
I might get some of those.
If you buy everything behind the glass.
Well, if I eat one of them, it's going to be, a tenth of a billion calories.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try it.
Since Tom Brady is the man of the day,
yes.
As Tom Brady would say, no, just not in excess. If you want to go ahead and you want to have a cheat day, and have
I think that would constitute a cheat week.
I don't think he's
there.
Going over to the
no,
bake
don't
shop.
Go there all week.
No, just I don't think any
no, I'm saying any one thing there would constitute a cheat week.
Go on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. You notice in Tom versus Time, he's really slamming down those shakes.
Right.
He's got throws the all banana in the jar.
Big.
He blends
Kale
it right
stuff.
In there. It's like a purpley, all the different things. He's watching a lot of tape this week, too.
Yeah, he's got
this most recent episode.
He's got a lot of good advice, a lot of dietary advice as well.
He's got a book.
And I don't think it constitutes that.
No, he's not eating the bake shop.
If you read his book, you can learn a lot from him.
Okay. Dale,
you can eat that, though. I mean, it's not like you can't eat bad stuff ever.
Maybe I won't.
Don't tempt him. Dale said he's saying no means no. He doesn't want to.
Hey, listen, how many times do you think you'll be able to go to the Super Bowl?
And sit next to Carlo's Bake Shop.
Isn't that such an obnoxious New England joke? I mean, how many times? Once in a lifetime. Or not.
Fell on the plane
or
today. Eat.
Last year.
Guy on the plane said to me today, he says, so how many Super Bowls have you been to? And I said, I don't know, 10, 12. And then I realized that sounded so obnoxious.
Yeah, he's it like, just, oh, it must be nice.
I don't, you know, it's tough to keep track. I don't know, my friend.
Yeah.
yeah, a bunch of them. About a dozen.
Somewhere around there.
How about you? Oh, you haven't?
You've never been?
You've never been? How'd you get this seat next to me?
Yeah. Dale and Holly with Keith live from Radio Row in Minneapolis is brought to you by the Massachusetts Educational Financing Authority. I haven't said that right once today.
You'll get it.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on there.
And it's codeine.
It's codeine, right.
Your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers.
Your voice has
Harbor
gone up
Bay.
A bit. Your voice is at, you
it's
know,
getting there.
Yeah, Friday it was real low, real deep.
Yeah.
Real deep. This is Dale.
Kind of wanted the voice, but without the cough that brings about the voice.
You can't have both.
Right on cue.
No, I turn the mic. Derek's in New Hampshire. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
What's going on?
First time, long time.
Nice.
I really like you guys. You're like the only show that I can really listen to now.
Thank you.
Everything's definitely, I don't know, it's just like, seems like there's, I don't know. I'm a really big fan of New England sports, which most people who listen to the station and the other station, they are. And I just don't understand why you got guys down there that really want to take pokes at the people that we really want to know about, you know. And you guys don't do it, and I really appreciate it. And it's like what you said, Michael, about if there's something that we want to know about you, we'll ask you. Because even though I listen to you probably 10 hours a week, I don't know you, you know.
Right.
I know what you say, and I, you know, I think I know you a little bit, but I know that I don't, you know.
Yeah.
And so for people to take shots at, you know, the guys that, I mean, let's face it, everybody that listens to these stations, you know, they like these guys more
right.
often than, you know, it's not a national radio show, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as far as what Alex Reamer said, it crossed the line, and it seems like that line is, I don't know, it's, where's the direction of the station going now, you know? It's like, if I compare it to not a restaurant, but a boat, that's what I work on in the summer. And where's this boat going now, you know? It's like, it seems like nobody has any integrity or respect. Mary Beth took a lot of my words away, but.
Yeah, she was awesome. She was fantastic.
Yeah, she was really,
I got you, yeah. Yeah,
I was only like an English teacher, you know, and here I am a sailor, so. At least I'm not going to cuss, but...
appreciate you. Oh, sorry. That was my fault. I wasn't trying to
cut you off. No, thanks for the call.
Having trouble with this touch screen thing. Look,
it was very personal for him. It's just like, if you look at it, and I'm listening to everybody today. I've listened to everybody's take on it. Some people have said it's not that bad. Apparently, Felger said it's not that bad, but he's just going the other way.
Yeah, he's just what's everybody saying right now?
What's everybody saying? Let me go opposite field. and you know, respect to you. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
fine.
Sir. I know what you're doing. But, you know, but people who are really talking about it, some people have said not that bad. Some people have said it's awful. And all sorts of things in between. We do have to understand, it's as simple. It's his kid. So we look at it.
Damn right it's personal.
Yeah, it's
right?
His.
Yeah.
This is his daughter, so he is probably like all of us with our kids. You say something, and it's just not the surface thing that you say. Those words come with a lot of different memories and experiences and just things that are tough to explain. So Tom Brady's going to hear it differently than anybody. You can't look at this. Is not an objective thing. This is not... Hey, you should have made that throw, or oh, that was a bad read. You held the ball too long. You didn't step up in the pocket. This is something you just. However he responds is the appropriate response.
And I will say this: if someday Alex Reamer is a father, he will look back on this and go, "Oh my God, what was I thinking?" He will. He'll kick himself all over again if at some point down the road he's a father and he goes, oh, man.
It shouldn't take that. You know, it shouldn't even get to that. But, your point is right. Like, you guys can speak to the experience different than I can. But I think it's also common sense.
Right.
I don't have a son or a daughter, but I don't think it really matters. Right? I have a sister. You know, I have a father. I have a wife who's one of three girls. Like, you kind of get it, right?
Right.
Like, you should be able to get it even without that experience.
But sometimes you don't. I remember I've told Dale this story many times. You know, before I had kids, I used to argue with him on the air, and he would say, you don't understand. He'd say it in such a dismissive
way. And he'd get mad at me.
He'd say it in such a dismissive way, you don't understand. You don't have kids. I'm like, yeah, Dale, no. I do. I don't need kids to understand this, Dale. I don't need kids to understand. And then one time after a show, we were arguing about something. Somebody had brought a baby, like a 3-month-old or a 6-month-old to Gillette Stadium.
Right.
And Dale was like, it's ridiculous. You can't bring a 6-month-old to Gillette Stadium. So I'm arguing with, like, Dale, you don't know what they're going through. Hey, we're arguing back and forth. I get off the air. Phone call. 330, Akron, Ohio.
Uh-oh.
Mama Holly. Boy, you a fool. Dale is right. Dale is right. Don't bring no baby. 68,000 people. What's wrong with you? When are you going to have kids anyway?
And let's get going on this thing.
You're taking too long. Dale is right. Apologize to Dale tomorrow.
I like Mama Holly a lot. I really do. Jim's in Framingham. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Jim.
So let's see. When I prefaced this call, I said that you guys were talking about Alex Reamer in particular, was talked about on The View, but I was wrong about that. It was actually The Talk. You know that show, The Talk, on Channel 5?
Maybe.
I'm not sure if
but
I do.
Go ahead.
It does not sound familiar, but yeah, okay.
It's what Ozzy Osbourne's ex-wife and a bunch of those people.
Okay.
So,
okay.
In my defense, I was home sick today, and my wife was watching the show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. Your neighbor was watching. Go ahead.
They were talking about the Grammys, and then this guy, Pacini, said, well, let's talk about this Alex Reamer story, which is interesting. So first of all, I think you guys, you may not be a national show, but I think you are now, at least certainly being talked about nationwide. And I guess you didn't see that show, but it was kind of interesting. Granted, it was five women and one guy talking, and they're all celebrities, but really harsh kind of take on it. Like saying not only should he be fired, it was definitely, he should be fired, but no Patriots player should rally in Tom's defense, and none of them should go on the show anymore, and that kind of thing. So I was interested in their kind of harsh take. But I was also curious about something I had to ask you. You know the old adage, no publicity is bad publicity?
Right.
And I'm curious, given that the nationwide attention focus on WEI, how you feel about that?
I don't think it's good.
Yeah,
I don't.
I mean, I
understand what you're saying.
I've heard the comment, and I would say that would – I don't agree with that. Yes, there is some publicity that's bad publicity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think it's good for the station?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't.
I do.
You think it's good for Alex Reamer today?
Is it good for Alex Reamer? No. He's a sacrifice. They put him,
more people are aware of WEEI today because of that. And so I guess you could look at that as a good thing. But all the questions are, why does the greatest quarterback in the history of the league hate you? Like, right, they take out all the middle ground and they're just like, oh, he hates the station now? And then there are more Tom Brady fans than there are WEEI fans, and if they're gonna have to choose between the two, it's
okay.
a pretty
is
obvious
it,
one.
Is it good for the profile of the station? Yeah.
I don't think
I do.
So.
And I disagreed with it. But I think it's good for the profile of the station. I think most people who do controversial things, their profile goes up. I mean, unless they're doing something illegal.
Right.
I'm just talking. You know, you look at LeVar Ball as an example.
Okay.
Donald Trump is an example. I mean, there are a lot of people. The more controversial you are, the more of a push you get. You'll offend more people, but you'll also draw a lot more people too. I think. And so,
well, we will see how the ratings are this week.
Yeah,
we'll see in a month what this week was like.
But the big guy, I mean, in terms of the battle is you want Tom Brady on the show. You want Tom Brady to be talking.
That's a good guess.
Absolutely, you do.
But overall, there are people all over the country. Some people didn't know about WEEI this morning, and now they do. Is that bad or good?
No, that's good. That's a good thing. And then now they know that Brady, well, at least did this season, and for maybe they look into it and they find out that, hey, every year he's been there, he does a weekly interview on this station. So that, I guess, gets the profile up. But I don't know, all the questions that you're going to get this week and all, you know, the association, I don't know if it's great.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Holly with Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
So Tom Brady has done this documentary. It's a six-parter. It's called Tom Versus Time. And it's a six-parter. And it gives you access we've never seen from Tom. He never gave us his kids before. He never let us see inside his house, his property, his diet. It's kind of fascinating stuff. We see his cars. We see his kids. We see his life. We see his diet. We see his team. We see his trainer. We see his workout. I mean, you really get inside, and it's all kind of cool, right? Like, it's all sort of cool. His private life. Well, what do you know? It's already coming back to bite him.
Who that?
Colin Cowherd today.
Oh.
Already coming back to bite him. He's over there somewhere. I don't know where. Over that way.
Do you want to talk to him?
No. Heck no.
No. I'm going to talk to him. Get him on. We've talked with him. We've talked with him before.
We have.
Yeah,
actually, last, was it last year? No, it was Arizona Super Bowl. So if you want to talk to him, I got some connections. I can get him up for you. You want to talk to him, Keith?
I don't really care.
No?
I mean, yeah, fine. Sure.
Rossi?
We're here to talk to people, right? So
Can he check the smarm at the door when he comes on with
yeah.
us?
Probably not.
No.
Can we get him a chair that's way higher than everybody else's? That'd be good.
Yeah. We'll sit down, or we'll sit on the floor.
We'll sit on the floor and make him more comfortable. That'd
that's
be fine.
Right.
Make
feel
it work
like,
out better.
Feel like I'm
way.
Back on my own show. So it's coming back to bite him. Well, look, you could say that if there's any aspect of it, I guess that's the 1% that you just don't account for. You think, okay, what's the risk that what's the risk of this documentary? And people could look at me, they think that I'm not telling the truth. They could make fun of my training methods. They could do all sorts of things. The 1% you don't think about is that somebody's going to
take a shot at my kid.
Make fun of your 5-year-old daughter.
I don't think anybody could afford
so,
that.
So, yeah, I guess that's the risk, I guess.
But I guess the and he's saying it's already coming back to bite him. Yeah, that he has to deal with this and he has to be annoyed and he's probably bothered. But tonight, again, he's going to be up on the media night. He's going to be on there for a podium for an hour. He'll get questions about it. He'll give him a non-answer. He'll want to talk about football. Then he gets back to practice. He'll have, one more press conference later in the week. And then he's going to play on Sunday. I don't think this impacts how he plays in the slightest.
I'll be curious to see how much he gets asked about it tonight.
I think a decent amount.
Yeah, I do too. I think it'll be a lot.
You know, I think you can ask him about the documentary too. He's already going to get questions about the documentary.
And he's already said, yeah, we're just going to talk about football.
Yeah, he shuts it down. But as Michael pointed out earlier, it's not only is it an hour, but you'll get a whole swarm of people, and then they'll kind of move on to the next guy. They'll move on to the next person. And then so you're going to get repeat questions. Like, it's going to just be kind of annoying, but if anybody is used to it, it would be Tom Brady.
Hey, Andy, if you don't mind, I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I just want people to hear it, and we can all just listen. I'm not telling you what to think or you know what it means. We'll all hear it, and then we'll all be on the same page when we come to the interpretation of what Tom Brady, what his logic was this morning. He came on this morning. They wanted to talk to him. He made it clear why he didn't want to talk. So this is what he said this morning.
Yeah, I do want to say something. I mean, I don't want to get into the documentary much, but I did, you know, Stacey had told me that someone had made a comment about my daughter or something like that.
Yeah, Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer, and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a stupid thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you'd like. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, I've tried to come on this show for many years with and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, you know, do a good job for you guys. So, you know, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child. You know, they certainly don't deserve that. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. So that's totally fine.
I will. Maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand.
Have a good day.
All right, Tom, thanks. You too.
I've shown you respect. Try to do a good job for you.
He didn't say that they've showed him respect. He left that part out.
Well, and look, I'll say this. I didn't hear it, but I've been told they clobbered Reamer for this. Both of them. both John, both oh, Jerry was, and Kirk.
Yeah, oh yeah,
no, I've
very,
been told by other people.
No, that, but I'm saying he, even in that cut, I mean, he talked all over Brady. He was very, he wanted to make it very clear that they disagreed with him. But I thought it was interesting that Brady said, you know, I've shown you guys respect, or I've tried to show you guys respect.
Right.
He didn't say anything about it coming the other way. I'm not saying they didn't defend him. They did. Again, I'm blaming Reamer for this. I'm not blaming
we all are.
Those two guys in the morning for it. But I don't know. I wonder. I'm curious now as to what the relationship is there.
Yeah, and I'm curious about Brady's position, because Brady could have talked about, hey, I don't want to talk about the documentary. I want to talk about the Eagles. He could have gone on. He could have said a few things. Looking forward to the rally later, and then at the end, he could have said something about Reamer, making the distinction between Kirk and Jerry and Reamer. But he didn't.
No, he didn't. So,
that's what I'm trying to. I wonder why he took that approach.
He could have said, "I know it wasn't you guys, but I'm still disappointed." And you know, I'll see you later.
Yeah, I know it wasn't you guys. He's on your show.
It
wasn't you guys, but it's your station.
No,
I don't want to talk to anybody on your station.
Yeah, kind of grouped them together.
Who knows?
That's what I mean. Again, from that cut, that's what it sounds like.
But there was a lot of emotion. There was a lot of emotion in his voice, and he was able to hold it back. And even with all that emotion, he said at the end, "Have a good day."
He's a nice guy.
Have a good day.
Well, and ironically, and I've heard Jerry talk about this with Tom a lot. You know, if I were you, he would say to Tom, "If I were you, I would never speak to anybody at ESPN again." He was on ESPN yesterday. I saw him do a live hit with Susie Colbert yesterday.
Well, I hope that's not his philosophy with the station, right? Because if you, like we were talking about that before, I mean, Chris Mortensen, you blame Mortensen, but then what happens? You blame ESPN. Like, locally, everybody hates ESPN. Not everybody. Most people hate ESPN because of Mortensen. And maybe you pick and choose a couple others, right? It's not everybody. I mean, Teddy Bruschi works there, for God's sake.
Right, exactly.
So it's clearly not everybody, but it's enough of them to sort of, okay, I don't like the whole place anymore. So if you turn it around and flip it now, with Brady obviously being disgusted about what Alex Reamer said, does he then in turn take it out on the entire station?
We'll see going forward. Yep. Lou's in Somerville. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, Dale, I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I say I'm a little bit bummed, though. Kind of, I guess, almost using one of like Holly's terms, like how broad a brush the morning show's getting painted. I think it's really should just stay. All the criticism should stay just to Alex, because I really don't think Kirk, or definitely not Callahan, would ever say anything about Brady or his kids like that. So I don't know. I still really enjoy both shows, your show and the morning drive. And I just didn't think it was that funny what Reamer said. And I think Kirk knows the difference. I found myself laughing out loud like a lot during the morning show with those two guys.
Well, I'm glad you listened to both. I appreciate that.
We like people who listen to all the shows
Seriously.
On the radio station.
Thank you.
It's a good thing. And yeah, it wasn't a bit funny. And I'm assuming Alex, as he said it, thought it was funny, right?
I mean, I don't know if he thought it was funny or if he was just trying to get a reaction. I mean, he clearly got a reaction. I don't think he was intending this, or if he was just trying to be provocative, or if
too
he
much
was just trying.
Too much.
He did. And like, wait, take it back.
Oh,
take
wait,
it back.
Wait, wait.
Too much. This is too much. It was a delayed reaction, too.
Yeah.
You know, Thursday night he says it. Probably not a lot of pushback. Maybe a few angry calls. Friday, we had not heard it. We got a call in the
afternoon. Glenn hadn't heard it. We hadn't heard it.
Glenn hosts a 4-hour show with him and didn't know that he had said it the night before. And now here we are Monday where it's the biggest story going.
It's like, was he afraid to, you know, tell Glenn? It's like,
by the way, I said something last night.
Well, you know.
Do you want to relive one of these hot takes I just had?
Glenn goes, where do you want to go with this next hour? Well, I can't think of anything going on. Patriots, Eagles.
yeah, that'd be good.
Their defensive line versus the Patriots O-line?
Yes.
JP's in Rhode Island. Hey, JP.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
What's
Great.
Up?
Hey, JP. What's up?
So I'm trying to figure out, and this isn't a question for you guys specifically. It's kind of more geared towards, I guess, a general question. But what type of character is Reamer? I mean, is he somebody that's an asset, or is he somebody that's constantly trying to hamstring others, hold fast ones only for himself? You know, that's ultimately what he boils down to, because
I think the company
out there would be pretty mad at this situation.
Well, I mean, I think
that for him.
When you say is he an asset, I would say the company looked at him. I don't know if they continue to, but they looked at him as an asset. He was a regular contributor on the morning show. He has his own show at night.
Podcast with Buck.
Yeah, so yeah, I would say they looked at him as somebody who was part of the rotation, part of the mix. But I don't know where he was going with that. But yeah, I would get. Am I wrong with that?
No, I mean I think he writes. He writes for the website. He's a host on the air. I don't know.
I think they look at him.
You can rank him any way you want. You know? And you hope that enough people enjoy listening to him and reading him.
Yeah, I think they looked at him as somebody who was, especially at his age too. You know, you want to find people in their 20s who show some talent. You can kind of work with them and promote them and just get the best out of them. You know, you get employees in their 20s who are able to do a lot of things. That's something you're trying to
retain. You want to cultivate.
Yeah, that's right.
617.
So every company is looking for that.
Yeah. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We spoke to Bill Belichick just after 3 o'clock today. Actually, taped it yesterday and played it just after 3 o'clock today. We'll bring it back in final drive so you can hear from Bill. Our final visit before the Super Bowl this coming Sunday here in Minneapolis. It's Dale and Holly with Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.